In the beginning, the world was warm and peaceful, and the creatures lived in perpetual summer. But when the Creator thought of snow and ice, winter came. The ground became hard, the trees bare, and food scarce. "Someone must journey to the heavens," said Wise Owl, "and ask the Creator to unthink winter, else we shall surely starve." Rainbow Crow, with his beautiful voice and feathers made of 1,000 colors, offered to make the journey. He flew for 3 days and 3 nights, through the trees and the clouds and the stars. He flew higher than any bird had ever flown, until, at last, he found the Creator. To draw his eye, Rainbow Crow began to sing, the most beautiful song you've ever heard. The Creator was most pleased, and in return offered him a gift. "Great Spirit," said Rainbow Crow, "will you not unthink winter and return warmth to the world?" But the Creator could not unthink winter, for once a thing was thought, it could not be unthought. "Do not despair," said the Creator, and he took a stick and thrust it into the sun. "This is fire. It will keep you warm, but it will burn quickly, so hurry back, Rainbow Crow, before it burns out." Rainbow Crow flew as fast as he could, but the journey back was long. The stick burned shorter and shorter, and the fire got closer and closer. Soon his beautiful feathers were scorched and burned, and his lungs were filled with smoke and soot. But Rainbow Crow did not let go. He flew and flew, and finally, in a ball of flames, he fell from the sky, bringing fire to the world. And all the creatures thanked him and rejoiced. But Rainbow Crow could not rejoice, for he had burned his beautiful feathers and scorched his beautiful voice. One night, the Creator spoke to him on a breath of wind. "Do not despair, Brave Crow. When people come, and they will, no man will ever cage you for your fine song, and none will ever hunt you, as you will taste of smoke. But those who look closely will see you have not lost all your beauty." And it's true. The next time you see a crow feather and it catches the sun just right, you'll notice a rainbow sheen amongst the black and be reminded of the noble Rainbow Crow. In the beginning, the world was warm and peaceful, and the creatures lived in perpetual summer. But when the Creator thought of snow and ice, winter came. The ground became hard, the trees bare, and food scarce. "Someone must journey to the heavens," said Wise Owl, "and ask the Creator to unthink winter, else we shall surely starve." Rainbow Crow, with his beautiful voice and feathers made of 1,000 colors, offered to make the journey. He flew for 3 days and 3 nights, through the trees and the clouds and the stars. He flew higher than any bird had ever flown, until, at last, he found the Creator. To draw his eye, Rainbow Crow began to sing the most beautiful song you'd ever heard. The Creator was most pleased, and in return offered him a gift. "Great Spirit," said Rainbow Crow, "will you not unthink winter and return warmth to the world?" But the Creator could not unthink winter, for once a thing was thought, it could not be unthought. "Do not despair," said the Creator, and he took a stick and thrust it into the sun. "This is fire. It will keep you warm, but it will burn quickly, so hurry back, Rainbow Crow, before it burns out." Rainbow Crow flew as fast as he could, but the journey back was long. The stick burned shorter and shorter, and the fire got closer and closer. Soon his beautiful feathers were scorched and burned, and his lungs were filled with smoke and soot. But Rainbow Crow did not let go. He flew and flew, and finally, in a ball of flames, he fell from the sky, bringing fire to the world. And all the creatures thanked him and rejoiced. But Rainbow Crow could not rejoice, for he had burned his beautiful feathers and scorched his beautiful voice. One night, the Creator spoke to him on a breath of wind. "Do not despair, brave crow. When people come, and they will, no man will ever cage you for your fine song, and none will ever hunt you, as you will taste of smoke. But those who look closely will see you have not lost all your beauty. And it's true. The next time you see a crow feather and it catches the sun just right, you'll notice a rainbow sheen amongst the black and be reminded of the noble rainbow crow."